In the back of the tide book, there is a page called Semi-Diurnal Tide Planes. Let's look at a trip from Scarborough Harbour to the Tangalooma Wrecks on Moreton Island. If we look down the page, we will find Scarborough Boat Harbour and Tangalooma. These are the two locations we need tide times for. At the top of the page, we see the third and fourth time difference columns. It shows the time difference for high tide and low tide. That difference is expressed in hours and minutes. If we look at Scarborough Harbour, we will see a time difference for the high tide of plus 0.05. This means the tide time at Scarborough is plus 5 minutes, so we will need to add 5 minutes to the port time to get the exact high and low tide for Scarborough. The high tide at Scarborough will be at 06:35 hours and the low tide at 12:37 hours. If we look at the next port down, Tangalooma, we can see that the high tide difference is negative 23 minutes and the low tide time difference is negative 27 minutes. So the tide times for Tangalooma on Sunday the 5th of September will be high tide at 06:07 hours and low tide at 12:05 hours exactly, allowing for the secondary port time difference. This does not seem like much difference, but in some areas the time difference for the tides is quite substantial. For example, if you were launching your boat in the Brisbane River at the Goodna boat ramp, the tide time difference for Goodna is almost 3 hours, which is how long it takes for the water to flood in from the bay and travel up the river to Goodna. It is imperative that we not only check the port time, but also the secondary port time where when we are operating from. Otherwise, we can be left high and dry for quite a few hours.